My name is Mary Roberts, and I live in a place called Tormos in Spain. I was only six when the war began, and to me it was quite normal to go to bed, and just as you go to sleep, all the sirens start. My mother would run in and dress me in a siren suit, a pair of trousers attached to a top and a hood on the top. Keeps you nice and warm and cosy when you have to run out into the shelter. Because it was an industrial town where I lived and on the northeast coast, so every time the German planes went back home, they got rid of all their bombs before they flew back to Germany. So all the bombs dropped on our district and my school was bombed. And all us children were really happy because we didn't have to go to school for a bit. And instead, in each street, a person would volunteer to take the children. And we went to a room in a street and the teacher came to see us. And we had great fun. Didn't learn anything, but it was fun. My mother and father would sit with their ears to the radio to hear the latest news, and they looked very frightened. And London, obviously, was a long way away, and they had it very bad. But we used to get used to things being bombed. The station was bombed, houses were bombed, and nobody in my class had a father because all the fathers were away in the war or killed. Food was scarce. There were absolutely no sweets at all. And if I wanted a sweet, my mum would give me a carrot. And I'm really pleased because I still have all my teeth in good condition and never ate sweets. So that was good.
And is there any music you remember from the war? What are the songs you remember?
Well, there weren't that many as there are now, but everybody knew Vera Lynn. And singing The White Cliffs of Dover, and the other one, We'll Meet Again. And everyone was got quite sentimental about it. I only remember those two, nothing else.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see.